This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Kelly McDonald.
I'm Ramya Amadhin, and this is Kelly and Ramya.
App news, device reviews, security advice, and more. It's time to talk tech with me, Michael Babcock. Get your dose of ever-changing technology knowledge right here on Kelly and Ramya.
Hey, Michael. Fantastic to be chatting with you again.
Hey, Grant, Kelly. How are the two of you guys doing?
I think for a Monday, not too bad. Not too bad. Hope you're having a good start to your week as well. I want to dive in and talk about Microsoft Outlook. It's one of these programs that most folks are like me out there, I just literally read and reply to emails. I'm not aware of all these powerful features that can really change your life and make it easier. So let's just talk about Outlook. First of all, are you using Windows more lately? And can you share some tips with Outlook and JAWS?
Yeah, so Lenovo sent me an X1 Carbon laptop to experiment with and try out because they've added some tactile dots to some keys on the laptop keyboard. Mm-hmm. Side note, it's actually a lot more productive or useful than I thought it would be, especially for finding the volume keys because I never remember, is it F2 or F7 to turn down the volume? So it has a vertical line on the left side of volume down and on the right side of volume up, which makes it super nice. But that meant that I had to set the Mac aside and spend more time on Windows. And I begrudgingly did that. And I think I'm going to stick with Windows for a while because I'm finding productivity tools like what I found in Outlook. So I haven't gone through all of the settings and I've done some basic changes and I'll go over some of these with people. And when Kelly was mentioning he was familiar with rules, I might have to pick his brain a little bit about some rules. But before we get
good there, luck we'll with that about Icon IT and hey guys, can you work on this for me? Hey, Matt Agnew, when you got a moment, could you work with me on this rule?
Yeah, but just handy. Just set it up. I'll complain if it doesn't work. We're good if it does work.
And I'll give you the time to go and fix it if it doesn't work.
It looks like it's gotten easier, though, because what I remember when I went last and looked at putting up rules, it was kind of a pain to figure out how is it that these rules need to get up. So let's talk something real quick that everyone needs, and that is, well, I mean, I think everyone needs, and that's a signature. For those who don't know, this is the text that goes below your message when you're done writing it. If you want to set up your signature, press Alt-F to go up to the File menu. Go to the Options option, and then in Options, go down to the Mail section. When you're in Mail, you can press the Tab key through the 20,000 items. There's really not that many there, but it sure seems like it when you're pressing Tab. Or press Alt-N to quickly, that's N like November, to quickly jump to the Signatures option and then press the space bar to activate it. When you're in Signatures, use Alt-A or Tab to add new signature and give this signature a name. This then will give you an opportunity to pick. Do you want this to go above all of your or at the bottom of all of your messages? Do you want it to be skipped over when you're forwarding a message or when you're replying to a message? And then you can also configure your signature, which means you can add text, format that text like you normally would in an Outlook email. Assign the alignment. So if you want it to be centered all the time, then you can do that. By default, it's assigned to the left. And you can add pictures and links to that signature as well. When you're done configuring that signature, oh, I forgot to mention, you can pick the email account that that signature applies to if you have multiple email
accounts.
That's
helpful.
Very good. Tab to OK, and then Tab to OK, and then you have your signature set up.
And you can obviously edit that at some point if you did needed to, especially with having that name in case you had a couple.
Yeah. So you can go back and edit them for sure. Or, you know, positions change. People get promotions. Yep. So you might want the same signature, just a new title underneath your name. So you can go in and edit those.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to ask if either of you guys flag messages because I did not.
You know, I
once in a while.
I don't, and I've always thought that it could be more useful than I imagine. I just really haven't thought about how it would fit into my workflow.
So I think my issue with it was I didn't know what happens to these messages after I flag them. So if you don't know what flagging is, this is, you can give it a color and it'll have your attention brought to it. I imagine some way visually. With JAWS, JAWS says that it's flagged and what color it is. And you can do this by pressing Shift F10 on the message. Go down to the option or actually press the letter U to take you to the submenu. And this will give you the option to flag a message and you press enter on that. Then when you're going through your inbox, JAWS will speak that that message is flagged. And I'm like, okay, that's good. I have 800 messages. What I need is a little bit of extra verbosity to tell me something in my inbox. So what I discovered is if you shift tab twice from the inbox, from the message list, you'll hear sort, arrange, or filter messages button. And if you press space on that long title, you'll get the option that I have changed to every once in a while that says filter by flagged, arrange by date. And what that will do is filter out all of the messages that aren't flagged. So it'll only show you those messages that you've flagged and give it to you in the date sorting, which I currently have mine set to most recent at top. And so then I can view all of the messages that I have flagged and take action on them. I probably need to play with this a bit more, but with this and rules, I think there could be some ways to quickly filter out the important messages that you need to be able to see, take action on them, and then go back to the main inbox view. And when I discovered that, I'm like, huh, Outlook could be a little bit more productive than I initially thought.
And I had wondered if you can search them that way too. And it's funny you mention about, it seems to be the way we put most recent at the top. But I think when I started working years ago with Outlook, everything was at the bottom. I think my newest stuff, I preferred it at the bottom. It's funny, our choices.
Now we just want to see what's come in since last time I looked at this pile of mail. At least that's
it's
got to
be.
Do you guys do anything with folders?
Yeah, I got to say, yeah, but not really. But sometimes I've had to make one, but I don't really, I'm not great at finding things. So I'm too afraid. Oh,
gotcha. I'm literally like those inbox zero people. I am the opposite of that. I've got thousands of messages in my inbox. I just kind of do the best I can. No real folders or organization. Hope you're not maybe flagging my boss.
Maybe flagging should be an important part of that strategy, or a rule to flag or move
the rule. So, definitely,
like you guys, I've not really done anything with folders. I did find out though, if you hit F6, you can get to a list of your folders. Press Shift F10 on the main folder that you want to make a folder inside of. So that might be an email account, and then go to new folder. And if you didn't know, this is a handy keystroke that would be useful. Control plus Y will bring you to a list of your folders. So if you've automatically moved messages to a folder using a rule, then you can get to that folder by using the Control Y. And then rules, we'll go over that real quick on how to set that up. If you find a message that you want to set a rule up on, for example, let's say I want all of the messages that come from this boss to go to this boss folder. You can locate that boss's email, press Shift F10 on it, go down to locate the rules option, and then you're able to create a rule based on who the message was from and tell it, either flag it, move it, or automatically reply and say, yes, I'm busy, hardworking.
I'm working on this. Hey, you just changed my life. I'm going to do that with all my emails. Yes, I'm getting right on this. Don't bother me about this.
I actually kind of like it. I kind of like the folder. I kind of like the rule for it, because it really, at first, I remember I was getting a bunch of stuff going to the inbox and we discussed this rule thing. And oh man, it makes life a lot easier in that sense. But again, it was at first that thing, Michael, I was kind of nervous of. Okay, what else should we know?
Yeah. So the next thing that I think we should be aware of is how to organize the information that's presented to a user. while you're navigating. Now, this specifically is for JAWS. If you press JAWS key V to go into the quick settings, and then you can down arrow to go ahead and choose the option that says messages. When you go to message status and you open that, you can pick if you want the status of the message read to you. Do you want to know if this is a flagged message? Do you want to know if this is unread? Do you want to know if you've replied or forwarded this message? I have replied and forwarded on, so I know if I've taken action on it. Otherwise, I don't want to hear the rest of that information. I do still have flagged on because I want to play with that a little bit. But right now, I don't want to hear if it's unread because if it's still in my inbox, it's either unread or it's read, but have I replied to it? That's all I care about. And then if you go up to the view menu, you can go to the view options and customize this by choosing the columns button. And when you go into columns, you can reorganize the order that the columns are in your inbox. So me, for example, I have mine set to read me, or the first column is the subject. The second column is the person. And then the third column is the date. And that's how it reads it out to me. So I can quickly navigate through by subject line. And if the subject doesn't sound interesting to me, then I can easily delete that. And or listen to see, because, you know, if you're getting these spam emails, you're pretty familiar with the subject lines that you're used to hearing. And yes. So for me, I found that to be a more quicker way to get through Outlook inbox.
Okay.
That would work regardless of screen reader, because that's an Outlook feature. Yeah.
Right. And I think it defaults when it comes to read or not read and forward. If you do forward, it'll default to having that on. Michael, you reference these tips from a JAWS perspective. However, can these skills be used by other screen readers, especially what we just mentioned there?
You can. So most of these keystrokes, including the Shift F10 and setting up the rules and moving messages and the Control Y, they're Outlook specific. They're not screen reader specific. Now, going in and configuring some of the settings, such as what information is read to you related to the message status, I think you can use in other screen readers, but that specifically mentioned today was a JAWS feature. The ability to go in and reorganize the columns in the folder that you're in is an Outlook feature. So you, no matter what screen reader you're using, can go in and do that and customize that experience that you receive while you're navigating your messages.
Brilliant. I honestly found it interesting what you said. I'm an unabashed Apple fanboy, but when I play with Windows and JAWS, there is so much power there that I feel like my next computer is maybe going to be a PC at home. We're a little tight on time here. Sorry, I ended on kind of a dramatic note there. Looking forward to chatting about Python in the future. I know that's one of my brother's favorite subjects. Meanwhile, we'll let you go for now. But thanks for giving us some tips on Outlook, Michael.
Of course, and go back and listen to the podcast if you're like, what did he say? What was that keystroke? Check off the Kelly and Romeo podcast.
Yeah,
Michael,
I'm going to slow it down to like 0.5 speed so I can get it all. All right. Michael joins us every Monday to talk all things tech.
Hi, I'm Stephen Scott. Join me every day for Double Tap. It's a show where we occasionally talk about technology for blind and partially sighted people. You'll find us wherever you get your podcasts.